Okay, it's Thursday the 23rd of September 2010, and woke up this morning quite early. It wasn't a bad morning when I woke up, but then once got ready to go to work and everything, started raining, and yeah, the morning really, really chucked it down. It was big style weather, really, really heavy rain, absolutely ballistic, pretty much until lunchtime. It's been a bit cooler as well, and today was our Mercedes-Benz live event, and that meant we had everything from trucks to the SLS, so all sorts of things, big trucks, the commercial side's really teaming up with the passenger side, so seemed to go well. It was pretty busy with people looking at potentially buying the trucks and everything, so it was a big day for Mercedes-Benz. Had about 300 people, which sounds a lot, but with the building, it was open to the public, but no other experiences were happening, so it was just for these guests, so it was relatively quiet around there. For me personally, it was a relatively quietish day, just sort of overseeing what's happening and making sure the 4x4 went okay and the track stuff went okay. Around lunchtime, we were getting ready to do the smart football, which I haven't done in a while. And I was all lined up, ready to go in my red car, all geared up, and about to go out. And then there was a delay of about 10-15 minutes. And then they decided to can it because all the guests were having lunch, so we didn't bother doing that. Which is a shame because I fancied doing that. It's been a while. And then after that, we had a little bit of time. Then we did the Silver Hours display when people finished lunch. And yeah, got a good big wave from the people upstairs on that one. So again, impressing all the big wigs on that. So that was good. Afternoon, yeah, similar stuff, but looked at some winter driving courses, kept myself busy, and we got the railway straight set up and everything. We've still got these trucks tomorrow and everything. Tomorrow is a similar sort of idea, but we've got MB Norway in. Well, I was dead keen to do the briefing because it's the ladies, apparently. We had the guys last week, so he's keen to do that. And we've got the usual stuff that we did today as well mixing in. So hopefully tomorrow will be a bit of a sunnier day. But second half of the day wasn't too bad for us. Then after that was done, made my way home. The journey home was alright, but then got stuck on the A3 for a little bit because a newish Porsche Boxster had a car fire. Back end was gutted pretty much, but fire brigade seemed to catch it, which was good, and then got home at a reasonable time. Got home about 7-ish, and Julie got home about 7:15, and then we had some dinner and stuff, and then settled in for a little bit of Carl Pilkington, An Idiot Abroad. A new series just started, and today he went to China to see the Great Wall of China and things like that, and it was absolutely hilarious. I think he is an idiot, pretty much. You know, he is a genuine idiot. But some of the stuff he says makes a bit of sense. I think just some people probably wouldn't admit to it. So that's why I think people can relate to it, because even though they wouldn't admit it themselves, he makes a lot of sense sometimes. So that was quite good. And then that was it for today. So that's it for me signing off. And yeah, see you tomorrow. Goodbye now.